Hi, my name's Jim Smith.
Hi, I'm George Pitts.
And you're listening to Jim and George's Technicolor Radio Clubhouse Highlights Podcast, brought to you in conjunction with Podomatic,
iTunes,
and WCRFM.com. For more details on me and George, go to myspace.com/Jim and George. It's just for me and my dog. How surreal is that advert?
I remember that, though.
What the hell is going on there? They still sell that product.
Back in the day, Kia Ora, yeah, it's still going.
We're not supposed to spell. We're not supposed to play adverts for products that still exist.
People are going to think we're on the Kia Ora earner now.
Oops. Yeah, big Kia Ora payola scandal.
Kia Ora. You know, there's nothing better than waking up in the morning with a nice cold Kia Ora. Cha-ching.
George, how's your week been? What's been going on? Tell me.
Well, my week's been pretty naff, to be honest, with the wind and the rain that we've been having.
And the weather being foul.
It leaves you. I mean, I don't like to talk about the weather as such because it seems a bit cliched on the radio, but it has been foul. You think, when's it going to stop?
The sting in the tail of the wind. So, like you say, incredibly... difficult thing to talk about when you pre-recorded 5 days before weather could have been beautiful. listen, our listeners are on tenterhooks, George.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. Come on, George. It's like a soap opera now, this show.
Why?
Only tuning, say, getting on.
Oh, the love life. I've been trying to steer clear of that now because I don't want to beat people over the head with my happiness.
Let's hear it. Come on.
Just
for the boys who are listening, for the girls and boys who are tuning just to find out how George's love life's going on, let us... Come on, George, tell them.
Happiness isn't entertaining. That's why...
True as it can be. Barely even friends. Then somebody bends unexpectedly.
You bend, didn't you, George? You bend unexpectedly. You bend.
Do you think I bend?
Just a little change.
Just a little change, George. It was just a small change.
A small change?
Small, to say the least.
You heard the woman.
Small, a little scared.
Both a little scared.
Neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast?
If
anyone ever calls a beast again, they're going to cop a hiding.
Oh!
A surprise.
You're so dead.
Dead isn't the word. I'm crucified.
You're so dead.
I'm crucified.
Do you want to stop at my place for a bit?
No, because you know what that will lead to?
It's building up now.
Tale as old as time.
Well, this is something that we've spoke about before. That... if women weren't so appealing, like little and pretty and soft and effeminate, then you wouldn't talk to me. I'd have nothing to do with them.
Yes, yeah. But none of your previous girlfriends have been any of those things that you said.
It would have been a combination of one thing or another. But,
you know, if women weren't so dangerous, obese, slightly mentally retarded. But, you know, because that's really what I go for in a girl. If it wasn't, they were so unpredictable and difficult to get along with.
Well, you know what? It's either have a lot of make do's around you, or one special one.
Yeah, you're a big-hearted fella. You got a lot of love to give.
Oh, wow.
And to be. All right, Chip. Get back in the cupboard. Get a cupboard, Chip.
Which one's Chip?
There's a little cupboard Chip in it.
For some reason, I thought it was a spoon. I don't know why I'm thinking that. I thought there was a spoon in Beauty and the Beast, the cartoon spoon.
I'm sure there may have been.
Yeah.
I'm sure there may have been.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, so as we was talking, if women weren't so appealing to the opposite sex, you know, if men and women never, you know, procreated or done anything together whatsoever,
yep.
then you just have a gang of men living together with like great big gigantic beards and like just unkept and nothing would ever get done because we'd sit around drinking all the time.
Shoulder length hair, chest length beards, no industry, no work.
Nothing smoking. The Bandit would be on the TV every day, as would a load of old...
You would introduce the Smoking the Bandit channel, which would show Smoking the Bandit 1, 2, 3, and 4 on repeat. That's all you'd want on the television. And there would be the Godfather channel, which would go Godfather 1, Godfather 2, Godfather 1, Godfather 2. You could tune in any point, day or night, and watch either Godfather 1 or Godfather 2.
What about the third?
Do you know what they'd sell in supermarkets, George?
What?
Pot noodle. That's all they'd sell. Pot noodle.
And alcohol.
You'd go shopping, right? Mm. And you would multiply the amount of days it was going to be between now and the next time I intended to go shopping. You'd multiply that by 3, by that many pot noodles, that would be your shopping done. You'd buy a crate of beer, 21 pot noodles, you're done for the week. That's 7 days. That's how men would live if there was no women.
It's true.
Shoulder-length hair, chest-length beard, Smokey the Bandit channel, Godfather channel. There'd be no news on the telly. There'd be no one to read it. Nobody would go to work.
That's absolutely right. Women keep us in check.
All the restaurants would close.
Mm.
Pubs would probably stay open, possibly.
Pubs would stay open because you'd want to get amongst it with the other blokes, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And all talk about Smokey the Bandit.
Talk about Smokey? Yeah. Yeah, of course you would. Of course you would.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other changes there would be.
I can't really think. There'd possibly be a Jason Statham channel. I could see that. Jason Statham.
Yeah, limited interest, that one, though, I'm thinking.
Uber Geezer. Transport 1, 2 and 3 rotation.
I saw a film with Jason Statham in it. Funny enough, last night, in the middle of the night, and it was on one of the movie channels, and it was called something, The King.
In the Name of the King?
Yeah.
Funny enough, I've not seen this film, but I've saw the DVD. And I was looking at the DVD in HMV, actually, and I thought, well, it's got a hell of a cast. Jason Statham, Ray Liotta, Burt Reynolds. And I thought...
Burt Reynolds in it,
It's got to be a hell of a film.
The film is mental. The film is absolutely mental.
What, that good?
Worth buying because... you couldn't say... Smoking the Bandit was a good film. It's a brilliant film, but you couldn't... do you know what I mean? It's just good.
It's entertaining. Like
it. It's just, that film is just ridiculous. And in it, right, Burt Reynolds plays the king, and he's got a full, shocking head of absolutely white hair.
Yeah.
White hair. And a white beard, except for his eyebrows and moustache, which are absolutely pitch black. It looks like somebody... It looks like something's crawling across his face or that he's been drawn on.
Slugs.
And Jason Statham, and the whole thing is like a... Ghosts and Goblins, Myth and Magic, kind of
thing. Lord of the Rings type thing.
There you go. Exactly that kind of deal. But it's got Jason Statham being, you know, Uber Geezer. You know, your majesty, I shall always fall at your feet and shall serve you against the ghosts and the goblins till the very end of time. Do you know what I mean? Like that. Being absolutely Cockney as you like,
yeah.
But in like a middle England kind of setting,
yeah.
Mental film. You sort of watching and you're thinking this. Surely somebody noticed during the making of this film. You know, the Emperor's New Clothes. Surely someone went, hold on, none of this makes any sense. Stop. Let's make the thing make sense.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and yeah, you know, what an incredible cast. And the other there's like four leads in it: Ray Liotta, Burt Reynolds, of course, Statham, and what's his name? The guy played Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo films.
Oh, I know the one you're on about. He was also in the Scream franchise.
He's that one who could only really have been born to play Shaggy.
Matthew Lillard.
There you go.
He's
in it, and he plays like the evil King's evil nephew or something who's trying to usurp the crown. You know, it's that kind of deal, right? Okay, and but all the way through, he just looks like Shaggy in armour. The whole thing, he just looks like Shaggy in armour, and you really expect him to say, "Let's go, Scoob." It just looks, it's the most ridiculous thing. It's one of those films, like Keira Knightley in Domino, where the film is so bad, it's worth buying.
Woke up one stormy morning. And the rain was falling fast. stormy morning. And the rain was falling fast. Nearly my favorite Jim and George's podcast.
Bum bum ba dum bum bum bum. That should end.
You're
a cheerful old turn at the tone at the end.
No, it kind of
grumpy old miserable tone then at the end. Right at the end. Bum bum ba dum bum. Bum bum. Oi!
Yeah, but the track's called Grounds for Divorce. It would ruin the whole moody atmosphere.
No, but you see, no, at the end of it, so it'll lift them up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Grounds for Divorce, a bit grumpy and a bit sort of maudlin all the way through.
Yeah.
Right at the end. Bum bum ba dum bum. Bum bum. Oi!
Right at the end. Now she's gone. Ba da bum.
There you go.
All's good, all's well.
She got the car and I got the kids. I'm bumping up, bump, bump, bump. Oi, as your father, as...
What, Gavna?
Right, come on. Ultimately, we are a news show. We're non-partial.
Really?
Should we do a story?
We're a news show?
Yeah.
I thought it was just random gibberish show.
Yeah, but yes, we are. But yes, I sold it as a news show. There's a contractual arrangement here.
Are we supposed to be some sort of setup like Matt Ravel's politics show?
Let's not put ourselves in that bracket.
Is this like an underhand politics attempt?
No, we are not in we are not only are we not on the same boat as the mighty Matt Reeval, are not even sailing upon the same sea.
Is it Reeval or Ravel?
Reeval. Reeval.
I think Matt Reveal's quite cool.
It's Reeval.
Because Matt Reveal reveals all on the Revel show.
No, it's Revoil.
Revoil.
Revoiler.
How about Recoil?
Matt Recoil.
Isn't it Matt Recoil?
Hardcore Matt Recoil, that's his name.
Matt Coyle? Matt Coyle, that's quite cool.
Let's have some from your side of the desk, George, come on!
All right, and this story will go firmly in the tray, marked Political Correctness Gone Mad.
Political now, Correctness. John, mad!
Mad, I tell you. Do you remember that story that you covered last week about the staircases being banned in university libraries?
Yes.
Because of, in case of, so books, certain books can never be moved.
Yeah.
Well, this is similar. Can't fly flag, it's not safe. Town hall ban. A council has banned the union flag from its town hall because it's too risky to fly it. Barmy bureaucrats are refusing to let anyone... Barmy mad bureaucrats are refusing to let anyone climb 8 foot, I'll repeat that, 8 foot up a ladder to reach the pole in case they fall off. It means the flag, which has been raised for decades above the building, will be missed for the Queen's Birthday and Armed Forces
That's
Day
an
next
outrage.
Month. Here we go. Health and safety officials...
Oh. I'm having so angry, health and safety officials.
Aren't health and safety officials...
Health and safety officials and video piracy. Now, that's what keeps me up at night.
Yep, I couldn't agree more with you. And how health and safety officials, wouldn't they be more fitted in a career, say, dressed in Nazi-esque uniforms, marching about shouting at people?
Yes.
Isn't that pretty much what health and safety is all about? It is. Like,
have you heard that they're bringing back, they're going to fuse two of the grey, I mean, just you saying they're Nazi officialdom.
Yeah.
I'll come back to you, get to finish your story, don't worry, but they're going to fuse together two of the greatest shows from the 70s. They're going to fuse them together and bring them back.
I've not heard that.
Yeah, Blakey's Seven.
Blakey's Seven.
That's on your screens this summer. Blakey's Seven. I hate you, Sir Blaine.
Actually, they could do that with a few shows. I wouldn't mind seeing a cross between the Sweeney and the A-team. They could have the Sweeney team.
Yeah.
I mean, that would work wonders, wouldn't it?
What the hell was going on with that A-team? Do you know, look, I know that there are problems in the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are obviously the problems in Afghanistan, and it's all going on a lot longer than we'd like, and there's been a lot of trouble in Iraq, and it's all gone along a lot longer than we like. But is it any wonder they couldn't find weapons of mass destruction? Because the American military is so incompetent that when they catch the A-team, they lock them in a barn where they are have all the equipment surrounding them to build a tank. And it's not that they just did it once. They did it again and again and again.
For 10 years,
just,
solid.
Just look, well, we've caught, my God, Dexter, we've got Sergeant Dexter. No, was it Sergeant or Colonel? Colonel Dexter, we've caught the item. Ah, just throw him in that barn for now. throw him in that barn for now. And they'll be fine, and we'll get a move. Then that'll be. You sure, Colonel Dexter? Because a lot of spare parts and gaffer tape, and do you know what? There's even welding equipment in there. You might want to think again, there, Dex, because they'll be fine. And now, Colonel, are you sure? Because last time they did it. They built a tank, if you remember, and they drove straight out of there. And you were very embarrassed, as I remember. No, they won't do it again. Well, if you're sure, I'll put them in there.
What's the chances of it happening again? Leave them. But
if you work for the American military, and you know, perhaps this is why to this day Osama bin Laden is at liberty to plot his wickedness and his Al Qaeda colleagues upon us, visits upon us such fear and terror that we take them as seriously as to do bits on the radio about them like this, whilst continuing to live our decadent and godless lives. But perhaps it's why, because if you're in the American military and you catch the A team, that BA Baraka seems to be the most trouble. Right? The big one. Shoot him in the face straight away.
The reason why I think the A-Team was such a winning formula, because it just stuck to what it knew best. Every episode...
was exactly like the one that
every episode,
it.
Every episode, you could guarantee, you could bet a week's wages that BA would build something one way or the other.
Yeah.
With some sort of welding equipment. Murdoch would fly a helicopter.
Yeah.
The face
right,
man...
I'm getting on that plane, you goddamn crazy.
Yeah,
fool. Yeah.
The face man would fall in love, or the face man would pull a girl because he was the player. Yeah. And Hannibal would start every single episode dressed in costume, in some sort of really rubbish, corny disguise. And like you said about B.A. Baraka's, hanging on plane, fool, hanging on plane. Here, B.A., have a milkshake. Here, B.A., have a burger.
Oh, very kind. Thank you very much.
I'm getting on, I'll eat this by singing on a plane. And then he wakes up in Colombia. You know, wakes up in London. How to get here, man? How to get here? But, you know, he's stuck to a formula. You don't, that's the problem with modern TV. They try and be too clever, too witty. Like 24, for example, there's that many twists and turns and this and that it gets a bit boring after a while. You start to guess the twists.
Yeah, Gus, do you want to finish your story about health and safety?
Health and safety, yeah.
See where else it takes us.
on this mad trip.
Up to now, we've heavily criticised the American government and killed Mr. T.
Mr. T. I don't mind upsetting the American government, but you can't kill off BA. There ain't no way you're killing off BA. I was listening to Radio 2 a while back, actually. When I'm not listening to WCR, I'm listening to Radio 2. And you know that Dermot O'Leary?
Yeah.
He's got a show on a Saturday afternoon on a Radio 2, and it's actually a really good show, some really good music, and he's got a lot of interesting things to say. Anyway, he had Mr. T, B.A. Baraka's, in for an interview, and throughout the whole interview referred to Dermot as Desmond. Honestly, for like a 20-minute interview or whatever it was, he referred to him throughout as Desmond, and Dermot just let him carry on with it. And then after he'd left the studio as well, he said, "Well, I didn't know what to say to correct him. It's Mr. T." And he'd after he'd pronounced my name wrong like 2-3 times, you feel a bit, you know, you have to go along with it. How many times has that happened to you in the past where you bumped into somebody?
Loads of times. And have you ever had it where you refer to your own name just to give him a clue?
Yeah, I've had to do that.
So he said to me, "Jim, it's my name."
And I was standing there and I said, "George, do you really want to be doing this?"
I was fine when people were taking a bit of a flyer at my name.
Yeah.
And it's happened to me more than a dozen times. They'll go with Steve.
Steve?
I must look like a Steve, yeah.
Steve.
Come on, do you want to finish your story about your
All right, so a long time ago, we got started on some health and safety madness. Yeah. Shall I just start all over again?
Yeah, go.
In case the listeners have just completely bewildered by now. All right, can't fly flag, it's not safe. Town hall ban. A council has banned the union flag from its town hall because it's too risky to fly. Barmy bureaucrats are refusing to let anyone climb 8 foot up a ladder to reach the pole in case they fall off. It means the flag, which has been raised for decades above the building, will be missed for the Queen's birthday and Armed Forces Day next month. Now, in this time of economic crisis where there's millions unemployed, surely there's somebody out there who can climb 8 foot up a ladder. So, yeah, that's a couple hundred quid. I'll do it. I'll climb 8 foot up your ladder and put a flag up. I tell you what, I'll do it.
Yeah, but if you fell off, you would sue.
So there's nobody in
That's the problem, isn't it? That's the root, the very nub, the kernel, the seed of the problem.
All right, if they need somebody...
People will do it. Yeah, everyone do it. Oh, political correctness gone mad. Like the same bloke who's going, it's political correctness gone mad, I told you. He's the same fella who goes out, walks, steps out of the pub, stubs his toe on a paving slab, which is raised a quarter of an inch, and sues for £250,000.
True.
Yeah, that is what's going on. That is where this problem... It's us that does it. It's our country.
It's 10 a.m. and it's time once again. Technicolor Radio Clubhouse on Mondays and Thursdays with Jim and George on WCR.
Fame and fortune may make you unhappy. Oh, I'd like to disagree there.
I'd like to try it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd definitely like to try it. Yeah. You know.
Take somebody who's got fame and fortune and then make them live skint.
Well, you know, it gets on my nerves. Who actually I think is very talented, and I do own his greatest hits, and that's Robbie Williams.
Oh, okay.
You know, Robbie Williams is a bit of a guilty pleasure, isn't he?
Yes.
You do. I mean, he knocks out some real cracking pop music. Anyway, so he's got 80 million in the bank.
There's some real rubbish there, isn't there? There's some real rubbish.
There's a bit of trash, but there's a few.
Who don't love angels? It's as simple
beautiful,
as that.
Beautiful, beautiful. Sure. One of the greatest songs of the 90s.
In fairness, who doesn't want a rock DJ?
Rock DJ, classic. That gets everyone up on the dance floor. Anyway, so Robbie Williams, there you go. Classic example. Extremely famous, extremely rich. 80 million in the bank. And depressed all the time. Going on about his inner demons and his pressures to cope with fame and having eating disorders and drug problems. And Robbie, it's all right, man. Hand it over. Yeah. I'll gladly try and experience some of your troubles.
Yeah.
Gets on your nerves, doesn't it? Anyway, fame and fortune may make you unhappy. Many think having money, good looks, or the admiration of others can actually make a person less happy, US researchers suggest. University of Rochester researchers tracked and surveyed 147 people from two universities during their second year after graduation. Even though our culture puts a strong emphasis on attaining wealth and fame, pursuing these goals does not contribute to having a satisfying life, study author Edward Deci said in a statement. The things that make your life happy are growing as an individual, having loving relationships, and contributing to your community. Man, this guy doesn't sound like a researcher or any kind of psychologist. He just sounds like a politician. You know, things that make you happy are contributing to your community. And being a good individual. Keeping an eye on your neighbours and picking up rubbish. It's nonsense.
You want to leave all the money and influence to us.
If you was to put on people's, I'd say people's top five things of what they found most important to them. I mean, looks has got to be in there somewhere. Looks, I mean, everybody looks. There's not many people that get up in the morning and don't have a look in the mirror or check their appearance before they go out. Because looks is an important thing to every single individual. So to say that it's not, it's just nonsense.
Yeah.
Your personal presentation, you know, your clothes, what you wear, what you say about yourself, you know. And to say that it doesn't make you happy is absolutely nonsense. We all feel good when we look good.
Of course you do. Of course you do. You lose a few pounds, you start to carry yourself a little bit better.
It's true.
Yeah, you like buy a new pair of jeans, you particularly like the way... Oh, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, jeans.
Yeah.
You know this now, this thing with jeans, where every time you buy a pair of jeans now, well, not every time, but it just seems to me like the last few times I've bought jeans, it has the belt on it.
Oh, already? Yeah, it's already there. Yeah, I've seen what you mean.
That's quite a recent thing.
Yeah, it's a bit of a new trend, isn't it? And it's a loose-fitting belt.
Yeah, and like with your 2D belt thing. And with,
yeah.
So when you say loose-fitting belt, it's a belt that doesn't actually do the job it's supposed
not
to
really,
do.
Not really, no.
Doesn't really work very well. And you get a new belt now with every pair of jeans. I've got a drawer full of belts at home. And none of them do the job that they should do.
Yeah.
Is it just me getting this? It's like, is it just, why are they selling me a belt? You know the belt that you're selling with the jeans? Keep it, because you know how it doesn't work properly. You know, the two Ds, where you go through two and then back through the one, and it holds tight for about 4 seconds.
Yeah.
you know, enough time for me to get out of the house, and it's all, I'm sort of pulling it up. Do you think it's because these kids, man, the trousers right low
down. The trousers, the jeans hanging around by the buttocks area.
Okay, that's it, I'm afraid. That's all we've got time for today on the Technicolor Radio Clubhouse. You've been listening to Jim and George's Technicolor Radio Clubhouse Highlights Podcast, and we sincerely hope you enjoyed it, and you must have done, because if you can hear my voice now, that means you've listened to every last second. So why don't you do us a favour, do yourselves a favour, hit that subscribe button and hit it right now. We'd like to thank everybody at Streetside for providing us with the music, along with the marvellous Mr. Rick Dougal. But as you well know, if you listened to the show before, there's only time left to say his name was Robert Paulson. His name was Robert Paulson. My name was Jim Smith.
My name was Georgie Pitt.
George, your battle with the guards was quite extraordinary, and I was going to ask you to join us.
Hail to the king, baby. Hail to the king.
Screwface, he give me a death a thousand times worse than you.
The whole darn thing was brought to you in conjunction with our very good friends over at Big Kahuna Burger,
Podomatic,
and WCRFM.com.
Go that way, you short-sighted scrap pile. You'll be malfunctioning within a day.
So until next time, people, you stay classy.